afternoon, and welcome to Born on the 4th of July. I'm your host, Barbara Dean. You're listening to RBN, Republic Broadcasting Network, all across the nation, all across the world. And it's my pleasure to say good afternoon to you, one and all, and let's stand tall. We have a great, great guest list for you today, and we're going to bring on Senator Russell Pierce out of Arizona, and we're going to bring on Mr. John Vincent out of Virginia, both gentlemen schooled and energizing on the issue of illegal entry into this country, and we'll all learn together. I'm proud to be your host. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Thanks for having us. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you. Is this Mr. Vincent?
No, this is Mr.
Russell Pierce.
Russell Pierce, hi, how are you?
I'm doing great, ma'am.
Okay, and you can say good afternoon to Mr. Vincent out of Virginia.
Hello, sir.
Hello, how are you doing, sir?
Very good.
Well, what a great opportunity here, and we'll talk about everybody's expertise, but we'll start with Mr. Pierce and tell the listeners that you are a state senator from the state of Arizona, that you have served in the House of Arizona for many years. You have a law enforcement background. And Mr. Vincent, if you would be so kind as to tell what you're involved with in Virginia, and then we'll come back and I'll address Mr. Russell Pierce.
All right. I'm president of the American Immigration Control Foundation. We've been in operation since 1983, and we believe in enforcing our immigration laws to stop the breaking of our borders and the undermining of our rule of law. We also believe in lowering the level of legal immigration down to a level that's more compatible with assimilation. And we try to present our views to the American people so that they can make those views known to their elected representatives.
And you lobby in the Congress, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, what a wonderful opportunity here. Mr. Pierce, I'm so pleased to speak with you in regard to some new legislation that you are considering, or at least I read that you were considering, in having an actual count of children in school. And I'm wondering if you could explain to the listeners what you're endeavoring to do, and then I will let you know what happened when I called the school districts here in Utah.
Yeah. Sounds interesting. I mean, public, you know, you pay for every kid that's in school. We have a, you know, it's paid for a child that shows up to call an ADM. You know, the taxpayer has a right to know who's in the school system. And everybody wants to tell you that Plyler versus Doe, which was the 1982 Supreme Court decision, and I might add a very poorly written Supreme Court decision. You should have flunked out of law school to write such a piece of garbage. But anyway, it was a 5-4 split decision. They simply ignored the Constitution. They became an activist court, and they said, we don't care where the kids come from, you have to take them into your school system. It's not a law. It's the court ruling. You know, and just...
We'll go to break here.
I hear your music coming on, yes.
Uh-huh, we'll be right back.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saul Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Welcome back to Born on the 4th of July. We were informing the listeners about legislation that is being developed in the state of Arizona. Also, to inform you, there are laws being enforced in Arizona heretofore that were ignored, and that has come about because of the great work of Senator Russell Pierce. So in this new legislation, you referred to a Supreme Court ruling. I think it's called Plyler versus Doe, 1982. Is that right?
This is true, which is a Texas case that went to the Supreme Court. And people confuse that, well, by design. Again, the far left would have you believe all kinds of things that aren't true. And one of the things they'd like you to believe is you can't ask about one's immigration status. Yeah, you can. It's just like asking about the vaccinations. It's like asking about other documents you need. It's about asking for data for free and reduced lunches. You have a right to ask. Now, this court decision, and I want to be very careful with it, you know, Plyler v. Doe, 1982, you know, did three things. I mean, they based the ruling on three things, all fallacious, you know, bad policy. But, again, they ignored the Constitution. In fact, 2 years before this, they made a decision that citizenship does matter, which is our law of the land. But anyway, in this case, they decided citizenship does matter, and you have to take any kid that shows up at your school, no matter where they're from, and they base it on three things. One is you have no employer sanctions law. You hire them, so you ought to educate them. Well, I understand the argument, but there's no basis in law for it. Secondly is that we don't see any economic harm, so we just think you ought to go ahead and take them. Again, no basis in law, just their sympathetic, empathetic kind of approach to things as an activist court. Then third thing they ruled on, this three-legged stool, was you can't really blame the kids for the sins of their parents, and so you really ought to educate them. Well, there's certainly no basis in law for that either. Two of those things have been even erased since then, and that is clearly, we can show the economic harm. In Arizona, it's over $1 billion a year, over $1 billion a year to educate the children of the illegal aliens. We do have an employer sanctions law, not only in the national, federal law, but we have an employer sanctions law in the state of Arizona called the Fair Legal Employment Act, which requires employers not only usually verified, but mandates that they lose a license first time up to 10 days, second time never to do business in the state of Arizona again if they know they are illegal aliens. And so we have gotten serious. But anyway, so the law needs to be overturned because it's a bad law, no basis in law. It's simply a judicially active court. But secondly, never in that decision do they prohibit one's ability to ask. And taxpayers who paid the bill for every kid in Arizona, $9,700 per child to attend K through 12. $9,700 when you factor in capital and all the dollars involved. So clearly the taxpayers have a right to know who they're paying for. But the left, when they continue to throw out numbers that, again, we extrapolate, try to come to some real number, but it's based on some anecdotal kind of information. A little easier in this case because we know the non-English learners and so that. So you can get close, but you still don't know exactly. But anyway, what I want to do is simply allow the taxpayer to know who they're paying for. How many kids do we have in school? How many kids? Because I don't believe they have a right to be in that school. I don't believe they have a right to be in this country. Illegal is illegal. But at least the taxpayer who bears the financial burden of these of our failure to enforce our laws and secure our borders have a right to know what that cost is to them. And the liberal left would hate for you to know that information because they know once that information gets out, then you have another tool to go against this open border policy because you start showing the real cost just in that area alone. And so they're absolutely scared to death, just like they are the many other laws we're passing in Arizona. We're going to remove sanctuary policies in this state, take the handcuffs off from police officers. We're going to create a state trespass provision in this state that says you enter or remain in Arizona in violation of federal law, you're going to go to jail for a misdemeanor first offense, felony for a second offense. Enough is enough. This is the Trojan horse destroying America. And you have you come to America, you come through the front door, not the back door. The impact is huge, the destruction of the rule of law, and I, for one, will not stand by and tolerate, you know, the destruction of this great nation, this republic. I, for one, will not sit on the sidelines and be a spectator to the deaths, the maimings, the rapes that go on every day. Again, and we could go through the data, and I'm glad to do that, because if people just look at the harm that is going on in this country, you know, Phoenix, for example, number two in the world in kidnappings and home invasions, third most violent city in America, the first in crime overall, the second, Arizona's become the home invasion, carjacking, identity theft capital of the world, if you will, over $1 billion annual cost for illegals in K-12, the drugs. America, 1 million gang members in the U.S., mostly made up of the illegal aliens. MS-13, one of the most prominent, most violent gangs. 1 million sex crime victims by illegal aliens. And that's a report that was done I'm trying to think of your name now, out of Atlanta, Georgia. But anyway, enough's enough. And I say, you know, we take back America and we have to do it one state at a time. You're going to get no help from the federal government. You got Janet Napolitano, who's vetoed 14 bills that I've sent her when she was governor here that deal with enforcement. And enough is enough. And it's, you know, we take back America and we do it one state at a time.
Extraordinary information. Appreciate your vigor and your enthusiasm for this very serious issue. I'm going to invite John Vinson if he has a comment or question about the information, and then I'll take the mic back. So, John, it's yours.
Okay. Senator Pierce, it's so pleasing that there are some elected representatives in America who actually care about this country rather than what the vested interests want. And I'm so pleased about the work that you have done in Arizona to uphold the rule of law. There's another man in Arizona I greatly respect, too. That's Sheriff Arpaio in Maricopa County. And he's come under a great deal of attack lately, particularly by the mayor of Phoenix, a man named Gordon. And I read the other day that Gordon is hosting this radical left organization called the Southern Poverty Law Center to go to Phoenix and give testimony against people who are trying to control the border. I just want to advise you, this is a very anti-American organization. It tries to incriminate law-abiding American citizens with law enforcement. It's something that we should all be aware of.
Well, I didn't want to cut you off. Are you? Because I couldn't
agree
more.
Asking about the group that's coming and
right.
Encouraging.
I just want to advise you about what this group is all about.
Hey, pardon?
I just wanted to advise you about what this group is all about. It's not a civil rights organization.
I'm very familiar with this group. This group, if one can get farther left than the ACLU, probably is farther left than the ACLU. This is a radical, anti-American, anarchist, anti-law organization, one of the most dangerous groups in America today, in my opinion. And they intend to silence Sheriff Joe if they can. By race baiting, by referring to him as a hate group, the man's keeping his oath of office and enforcing law. In fact, I'm the former chief deputy of Sheriff Joe in Maricopa County. I understand these issues. I work very close with Sheriff Joe. We're in the process of putting together, because of a failed bill in our legislature this last session that we thought we should have had the votes for, and we're going to the ballot again, which we've done in the past. We're going to the ballot to let citizens decide. We're not only going to enforce federal law, which we have an inherent and a constitutional right. States are the mother, not the child, of the federal government. And we have inherent authority over federal law in the states as if it was written into state statute. And we're going to exercise that authority. We don't need a 287G. You don't need a permission slip. That's one of the greatest misinformations out there, is if we have to have permission from the federal government. The courts have ruled, properly I might add in this case, 5th, 6th, 8th, 9th, 10th have all ruled states have inherent authority. There's never been a preemption by the federal government for enforcing these laws, you know, and that's outrageous. We're also going to create this trespass provision. You're right. We are not going to be thwarted by Janet Napolitano, who has never been in favor of enforcing these laws, and would have you believe that the pro-life, that the people that are for enforcement of the law, our veterans coming back from Iraq and other places, are the greatest threats to America. She has them on her terrorist watch list. You know, this is outrageous kind of stuff, and all the people from the Tea Parties around the nation apparently are on there too, the tax reduction folks. I mean, we have one of the greatest, and I think it was Michelle Bachmann in Congress that has a video out and refers to them as gangster government. There's no doubt about it. What's going on in D.C. is the greatest threat we've ever had to this republic, and the states can take it back. The states own this federal government, and it's up to the states, and I think the only way you're going to save this country is for the states to stand up and exercise their constitutional duty to their citizens, their responsibilities. And on this issue, our citizens have a constitutional right to expect the federal and the state laws to be enforced and prohibit unauthorized activities by non-citizens. And I think our citizens denied equal protection under the law when law enforcement have policies that restrict or prohibit the enforcement of those laws.
You know, here in Utah, we did pass SB 81. It went into effect on July 1, 2009, after a year's delay, and you're probably aware, and I think you participated in some of the interim hearings conducted by Senator Jenkins, who waffles all about. Anyway, so that's occurring, but we have local law enforcement, city by city, coming up and it being their interview in the paper and their pictures, saying they will not enforce the law and this new law. And that's one item. Another item, I think it's so interesting that you bring up that the states have the authority to enforce, I think it's under 1325, the law. But anyway, it's interesting.
Well,
I had a call.
I'll go to break here
and we'll be right back. You're listening to Born on the 4th of July, Great Americans, John Vincent, Senator Russell Pierce of Arizona. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
My children were very disrespectful. They were defiant. The results from the total transformation were almost immediate. The children stopped arguing.
Is your child disrespectful and defiant with you about everything? Are they arguing with you constantly and having problems in school? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the total transformation.
They have become very task-oriented at school. They complete their assignments in a timely manner without being asked. I firmly believe it is 100% the total transformation. It truly changed our lives.
Backtalk, lying, even problems with ADD and defiant teens. I'll help you transform the worst behavior problems and get peace and sanity in your home. Guaranteed. Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less and my weekly newsletter free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. HempUSA.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay, call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
I received a call from a highway patrolman, and he knew his story, and he said he knew that he could enforce the law, but he was told by the authorities above him that that would not be allowed, and that he was in an institution working much like a military, that he had to obey the officer above him. That's one issue. And then the other, I wanted to talk about the Supreme Court ruling, because when I learned of your effort, I called the school districts here in Utah. You would be interested to know that everyone referred to the Supreme Court ruling and said they could not inquire as to the status if they were non-citizen or whatever. But they could inquire if they were going to employ somebody as an adult or someone working in the system. But as far as a student, oh, no. And the other response was, we teach.
Absolutely. Barbara Jean, that's absolutely a fabrication. It's simply not true. And they continue to cite Plyler versus, well, have them cite you the language in there. Have them pull out the language that says that. It's not there. This is a cover that they use. Not to ask. I mean, citizens have a right to know. They pay the bill. There's nothing in that court ruling. First of all, it's an unconstitutional court ruling. But secondly, there's nothing in there that even says that. It isn't there. There's no such language. And back to your officer's issue, too. Under 8 U.S.C. 1373 and 8 U.S.C. 1644, it is illegal for his department to prohibit him from asking and acting on that illegal alien status. If he does that, they took action. He can sue them under the whistleblower law because that would be reporting crime. And if they took action on him for reporting crime, that's what the whistleblower laws are for. He would have the right to sue them under current law, under the Whistleblower Protection Act, that allows these folks to do it. And in this case, he has a specific statute in federal law, two places, in 8 U.S.C. 1373 and 8 U.S.C. 1644, that specifically prohibits these kinds of sanctuary policies that prohibit. No other crime, Barbara Jean, no other crime do we put conditions on of when you can ask and when you can act. This is outrageous. There's not a greater threat to our neighborhoods in this nation than the illegal alien invasion. Not even to talk about jobs taken from Americans, wages suppressed, the billions of dollars in cost, but the crime alone ought to be a deterrent. The greatest threat to our safe neighborhoods is this illegal alien invasion. I'm not saying they're all bad guys, but I'm saying with this mass invasion come thousands and hundreds of thousands of illegal alien criminals, MS-13, child molesters, home invaders, carjackers. I mean, I can go through the list of officers, just officers killed. I mean, Phoenix officer Shane Figueroa in Phoenix killed by an illegal alien, murdered. Tracy from Highland High School killed by an illegal alien. We had a child serial rapist in Chandler, illegal alien. Officer Glidewell shot in the chest by an illegal alien. 15-year-old raped by school janitor in Scottsdale, illegal alien. 15-year-old kidnapped and raped in Guadalupe, illegal alien. Officer Nick Earthly killed by an illegal alien. Mark Officer Atkins, Phoenix, killed by an illegal alien. Phoenix Officer Robert Sitke killed by an illegal alien. Chris Eagle, Park Ranger in Southern Arizona, killed by an illegal alien. Border Patrol Agent James Eppington, I can go on. The list goes on and on. I mean, when is enough enough? And when do we stand up for the citizens and the rule of law? I, for one, take no prisoners on this issue. And I
have a daughter-in-law. A lot of courage, Senator Pierce. John Benson brought up the mayor of Phoenix. Could you tell us how that mayor, who is so maybe distant from where you stand on some of his philosophy, how could he be the mayor of Phoenix?
It amazes me completely. He's completely open border, panders to the open border crowd, panders to these folks that are anarchists. He has been in a raging battle with the Phoenix Law Enforcement Association, which represents the boots on the ground. Their membership is 2,700 Phoenix police officers, members of the Phoenix Law Enforcement Association. They have pushed and begged to remove these sanctuary policies. I have testimony after testimony of these officers. The greatest threat they have, 90% of their time is spent dealing with illegal aliens in certain areas of the city, and yet they're allowed to do nothing. We have an investigation going on right now because of a Phoenix police officer who got permission from a supervisor, first of all, arrested him, or detained him, not arrested, let's use the right terms. He detained him for a trespass violation. He was on private property, found out he was an illegal alien, a third time crosser, had been deported two other times, and so he called ICE after getting permission from the supervisor. I said, bring him on down. That way they don't have to book him in the Maricopa County Jail at $75 a day. So it was a smart move, because that's what could be done with him anyway. He took him directly to ICE. ICE took him. He's being investigated now by the city of Phoenix because of the fact he may have violated policy in terms of contacting ICE after he had permission. A third-time crosser. Those are the kind of sanctuary policies not only are illegal, they're immoral. And again, I encourage... we've got this little revolution going across America right now because of the Obamacare, the health care which punishes and threatens you, and the one payer. But why don't we raise up about this? Those police chiefs that stood at that press conference or said they're not going to enforce law, every one of them need to be fired. It's mountains of officers.
We'll be right back. You're listening to somebody right on the border. He's telling it all.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. Submarine Service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious-tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The new World Order Beast is genetically modifying your food. Genetically modifying. Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses. Viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender. Surrender. All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Then. Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company. And it's owned by a real patriot, Big John Lipscomb. You can now have an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Welcome back to Born on the 4th of July. John Vinson out of Virginia, Russell Pierce right on the border, a law enforcement background, working through the House of Representatives, now in the Senate, the author of many bills that have gone to court once they're passed, challenged very, very harshly by all of the resistors to enforcing the law. And you've won almost every case, haven't you?
We've won every case at this point, yes, ma'am. We've been to court 7 times, sued by Moldoff and the Center for Poverty that we've got invited here to Phoenix by our famous open border mayor. We've been sued by the U.S. Chamber because they want cheap labor. They're scared to death that we are going to be successful in cutting off their cheap labor. Doesn't matter what the cost is to America. It's profits over patriotism. And you're right. We've been sued 7 times on Prop 200, 5 times on the employer sanctions law, and we have prevailed in every single case.
That's exciting. Turning to Virginia, you're right there in the center of close proximity to Washington and where a lot of laws originate. I'm going to invite you to tell us about how it works in Virginia here. I'm going to share just a recent news item before I turn the mic to you, John. July 28, 2009, Washington, D.C., and this has to do with the state of Oklahoma and Senator James Inhofe. And evidently, he sent a letter to Oklahoma, and of course, they are involved in having the determination as English as the official language of the state of Oklahoma. However, they have received a letter recently from the Department of Justice, and the Attorney General has received it in Oklahoma, and it is coming from Washington. Holder, the Attorney General, Eric Holder, is threatening the loss of federal funding if the state should pass a constitutional amendment making English the official language of the state of Oklahoma. And this letter was directed to the Attorney General, Drew Edmondson, of the state of Oklahoma. So it's a big battle. It's a big battle everywhere you look. Mr. Vinson, how about Virginia? What goes on there?
Well, we have a liberal governor here, Kane, and the other day he spoke for the National Council of La Raza. It's a Hispanic supremacist group. They call themselves a civil rights organization, but they're not interested in civil rights. I mean, civil rights means rights for everyone upheld by the rule of law. They don't believe in that. He spoke to them in Spanish and welcomed them to Virginia. So we've got our problems. We have a large illegal alien population in the northern part of the state near D.C., and the Democrat Party wants to get them legalized so they can become good Democrats. You know, there's a prominent Democrat strategist named Robert Kramer who wrote a book recently called How Progressives Can Win. He wrote it when he was in jail for bank fraud. You know, he decided he would do something while he was there, so that's what he did. He wrote this book, and he says in the book that if the Democrats can get the illegal aliens legalized and on the voter rolls, the Democrats can have a permanent lock on the electoral system in the U.S. And he's not some kind of a fringe character. He's highly regarded in the Democrat Party. So that's basically one of the things this is all about. I mean, some people see the destruction of our rule of law as a means to get political power and hold it. And they don't care anything about the country. They just want power.
Very sad, because we have all kinds of precedent. We have a interesting article here that I think could apply to Arizona, to Utah, to Virginia, and any state across this country. The article was titled, A Turning Tide in Europe, Decades of Mass Immigration to Europe because of a strong disinclination to assimilate, Muslims are changing the face of Europe. Perhaps decisively enhancing and actually supplanting Europe. Islam is patiently conquering European cities, street by street. The article included a quote by Gaddafi, and this is the quote, "There are signs that Allah will grant Islam victory in Europe without sword, guns, or conquest. 50 million Muslims of Europe will turn it into a Muslim continent in a few decades." So we know what happens, don't we? You and I can talk about enforcing the law and trying to do it, and look at what we go through. We go through an attorney general. We go through Department of Homeland Security, Janet Napolitano. I have to admit, as an American, when it was announced that she would be the Department of Homeland Security, I couldn't sleep for two nights, because I had had the opportunity to talk with Russell or Glenn Spencer or David Stoddard from Arizona, meeting those folks and knowing that the situation is dire in Arizona, and her effort and track record was absolutely shocking. And now she's in charge. And it says also in a Gallup poll that Americans favor reduced immigration. 50% of Americans polled recently by Numbers USA. So it's very, very sad, because we can see we don't have our language. They're concerned about that in Oklahoma. We're worried about our culture, and we have the idea that right before our eyes, within a very few years, Europe will be totally changed by this influx and invasion from another country or culture. Why doesn't that register with the mayor of Arizona, Russell?
Well, again, you've got two groups here, and John hit it right on the head. You've got the far left, who it's about political power. It's a form of corruption. They are anarchists. They ignore the rule of law because they believe they will benefit. You've got the far right, and that's the corporate oligarchy, who is profits over patriotism, and they simply don't care what happens to America in reality because they don't think that far ahead. It's about cheap labor. Well, you and I pay the cost. And we go through this cost. The cost to educate, medicate, and incarcerate is in the hundreds of billions of dollars nationwide. One-third of our federal prisons are made up of illegal aliens, not because of being in there for being illegal, because of serious crimes. You know, and you're right. And how people can sit by and watch the destruction of this nation, just very similar to what we're talking about in Europe, it's amazing. Mayor Gordon has been at the front of this battle for a long time. He's invited the Southern Poverty for Law, Center for Law, into Arizona, knowing that they're the far-left radical group, because that's his association, and why he's mayor to this day is beyond me. Why these police chiefs who refuse to enforce the law can stay in office, those people are absolutely in violation of their oath of office, and it's nothing short of treasonous activity, as far as I'm concerned, to this country. While they participate and promote policies that are destructive to America, they ought to be held accountable. Americans ought to rise up and have our tea parties all over this nation like we're doing now because of the health care and the taxes on this issue, too. It is the greatest threat to America today, I believe, is this illegal alien invasion for lots of reasons, many of which that we've stated. And I want to appreciate and tell John thanks for all the work they do. And Barbara Jean, if people want information, and again, I'm not the only source, Numbers USA, FAIR, ALIPAC, and John's organization, they can contact me at RussellPierce.com. Just simply www.russellpierce.com. And if they've got concerns, I'll try to get them information. I'll try to make sure they understand the law, and I'll help them know what they can do locally. We can take back America in maybe one city at a time. Some states don't have an initiative process where they can't get their elected, they can't roll out their elected officials who refuse to enforce the law. Most cities have an initiative process. Take it back a city at a time. Pass a resolution. I guarantee it'll pass overwhelmingly. In 06, I put four ballot initiatives on the ballot here in Arizona. You know, four of them dealing with illegal alien stuff, including official English. But one of them was, if you commit a serious crime, you don't get out of jail. If you're an illegal alien and commit a serious crime, I'm not going to let you back in the community. You're illegally. You've committed a serious crime, and I'm going to release you to commit another serious crime. So we put a constitutional provision in that I wrote that says no illegal alien may be released or out on bond for any reason, and then after the court case, they must be, of course, deported, you know, after they serve their time. And so anyway, those passed by an average of 75%. That's a huge landslide, 75%. That one actually passed by almost 80%, but the average 75%. What's interesting about that, Barbara Jean, according to the exit polls, 60% of Hispanics voted for those. The Hispanic population is outraged that they keep painted with this broad brush as if they're somehow in favor of illegal aliens, that somehow it's anti-Hispanic. It's about the rule of law. Illegal has no race, has no gender, has no origin other than illegal, and it applies to anybody that's illegal in this country, and they're the ones that are probably hurt the most by the illegal alien invasion, as stated by Judge Wake as they sued us on the employer sanctions, that these minority groups are the most vulnerable and the most likely to be injured economically by this illegal alien invasion, perhaps in the area of violence too. So enough is enough. America speaks. They ignore the real truth. You've got these radical left groups that think they speak for whole groups of populations. That's simply not true. But you don't speak for me. A large Hispanic national organization supports everything I'm doing. Citizens United, an Arizona-based large Hispanic organization, endorses everything I do. It's just outrageous that we let the media get away as if somehow this is unfair. The only, it's like all crimes, the only people that are affected fairly, but not unfairly, are those who break the law. It's about the law. It's not about a group of people. And it's about time America will wake up to that. I think they are. And I know most of
them. Senator Pierce, it's amazing to me that I do believe you did come to Southern Utah and address the interim panel. Is that correct?
Yes, I did. Unfortunately,
okay.
It was a very short meeting. But...
They still have that kind of a disconnect, at least as they continue through the year. I attended many of the panel meetings, and it was astounding that they were comfortable with emotional discussion, but they didn't want to get to the nitty-gritty throughout that particular panel. And we're always struggling with getting anything done in this state. I have a question.
They deny the obvious. You're right. They absolutely ignore the facts while they pander. And so anyway, yes, ma'am.
I was going to ask you, among your legislators, do you have a growing awareness, and your successes have been incredible, and they've all been within the last few years, haven't they?
Yes.
Okay. I'm wondering if you have a caucus or a segment or a group, something that another legislature could pattern that off after. And then I also wanted to ask you, how often does your legislature meet, and what length of session?
Well, we meet every year. And
okay.
We start the second Monday in January is our beginning date, consistent in Constitution. And we're supposed to meet for 100 days, but we went way beyond that. We didn't adjourn until actually July 1st this year, and now we're back in special session to fix, because our governor vetoed some of those good bills, which is unfortunate. But we're back in special session now. So it looks like this is a session that will never end, in part because we have such a huge financial economic crisis in this state.
No.
Trying to get this ship right-sized. But
we
have several groups. We have a Liberty Caucus. I have a great awareness. We have adopted these policies as a Republican Party. Every bill I've told you about, I have taken a resolution that I've written to our Maricopa County Republican Party, which is 70% of our state's population, and the state Republican Party at our organizational meeting, which is a mandatory meeting every year, and they pass unanimously by our Republican group to vote. And yet we have Republican legislators who continue to fight and resist to pass some of these laws. Most of them are on board, just a very few. It's rather amazing to me. Our grassroots Republicans demand, and they're not just Republicans, 50% of the Democrats are in favor of what I'm doing. And yet you can't get the politicians move. It's amazing to me. And why we allow them to stand off is even amazing to me.
In Virginia, do you have a particular valiant knight out there like Senator Russell Pierce in Arizona?
We had one man in the Senate named O'Brien, but unfortunately he was voted out of office. There are several others who are good, and we've made some progress here in the state, but with this Democrat Governor Kane, it's hard to advance very much. Incidentally, it's interesting what you were saying about the Muslims. There's a Muslim group in Northern Virginia that claimed that they provided the margin of votes that allowed Kane to win the last election. I don't know whether that's true or not, but it's interesting. There are a lot of them up there.
It could very well be, because it's interesting that if we see this kind of a precedent, if we see a prediction, we can't say, oh, we're not going to listen to Gaddafi. You know, he's kind of controversial. But actually call somebody in France who is a friend of my family member, and he's absolutely appalled as he sees the culture of that country, of France, absolutely being tossed away. He can see it happening before his eyes.
And the same thing is happening here. It's not just illegal immigration, it's excessive legal immigration as well. We need to pare that down for a while to bring it in line with our ability to assimilate people. What's going on now is that we're being forced to assimilate to them, which means the end of our country.
Yep.
It means the end of our country. it's very, very interesting that with all of this and with the Mayor Gordon and with the crime that you just indicated, we are connecting and a nexus with a country that is known for its corruption. I'm thinking of the Mexicans right to the south. The corruption is incredible, and the idea that so many of them are going to be and are helped with health care costs that would maybe be part of the cost of Arizona that they're trying to solve, and yet we have this idea that everybody's uninsured, and I think if the numbers are really checked on, they're speaking in terms of illegals uninsured, and yet they get to go to the hospitals and get their care. What's going on there on that issue?
Barbara Jean, let me give you a couple of great examples if we get a chance.
We'll go to break, and we'll come right back, okay? And we'll pick that up on that topic, and thanks so much for being on.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylight is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylight, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
We're coming to the final segment of this hour of Born on the 4th of July. Recently, the date August 3rd, 2009, an article by John Wahala, Houston Chronicle, real problem of health care fraud is in illegal communities. We see it every day. People who don't come up through educational system, they're impoverished already. They think this country is very rich, and they don't view taking advantage of government programs as a crime. Senator Pierce.
Well, well said. And in fact, in 2004 here in Arizona, the Citizens Initiative, not a referendum from the legislature, I went to the citizens, gathered 200,000 signatures to put on the ballot, and it passed overwhelmingly to stop voter fraud. We're the only state in the nation that requires proof of citizenship at the time you register to vote. And it was supported by the Justice Department. And again, we were sued and we prevailed on that one too. And it also, but the third, it did three things, and then of course, the idea at the polls. But the third thing is exactly what you're about. It said they must prove eligibility before they get any public benefits. Not some self-declaration signature you sign. They must have evidence of eligibility or cannot get public benefits. And it has saved the state huge, and it's not been enforced because of Janet Napolitano. But it is going to be enforced with our new governor. We have it in the budget to really make it a misdemeanor for any state employee who allows anybody to get a public benefit without having proof of eligibility. We're going to, and it gives a citizen's right to the courts. We have a citizen's right of action where the citizens, if they see a public entity not following the law, they can sue them and get reimbursed for their costs and their attorney fees if they prevail. So that we put the power again back in the hands of the citizens to be the monitor of their taxes and their laws, and it's great. And we're going to do this same thing again. But I want to indicate a couple of things that are so important that we kind of just skimmed over. When we talk about the effects of enforcement, people don't understand what enforcement does. The failure to enforce is almost like backdoor amnesty, and that's what it is by our local agencies and our local politicians. In Arizona, as a result of enforcement, We've had 200,000 illegal aliens have left this state. Crime is down significantly in every area where those folks have left from. Significantly, violent crime is down. We have saved almost $100 million in K-12 because of the reduced enrollment. All that reduction in enrollment in our K-12, first time ever in the history of Arizona, we've had zero growth in our, in some areas, a significant decline in enrollment, but zero growth in our K-12 enrollment throughout the state. First time in state history last year and this year. And that's because most of our growth is in among those classes we just talked about. Huge savings to the taxpayer. Then you can take another example, and here's another example. Prince William County announced the violent crime decreased by a whopping 22% in 2007. And again, it's because they started enforcing the law. And the reduced number of illegal aliens unlawfully present in their community. The previous year, more than half of all the murders in the county were committed by illegal aliens. By encouraging illegal aliens to depart, ensuring that those who do not are arrested for state and local crimes and turned over for deportation has had a significant impact in Prince William County. It's attrition by enforcement. Enough is enough. Just enforce our laws. We don't need new laws. And you know, need comprehensive reform, which is the code word for amnesty, by our treasonous, traitorous folks in Washington, D.C.
Isn't it wonderful? The clarity of truth rings forth. Russell Pierce and John Vinson on Born on the 4th of July. Thank you so much, and good luck. We've got to do it, haven't we?
Thank you. And God bless you, and God bless you, John, and may God continue to bless America.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.